Flor Jagoda comes from a centuries-old tradition with roots in the Iberian Peninsula. Her family, of which she is the sole survivor, was one of many Sephardic Jewish families forced to flee Spain and Portugal in the 14th and 15th centuries. Sephardic Jews took refuge in North Africa or parts of Europe, but the largest concentration found safe haven in the Mediterranean region. They were able to take very little with them, but preserve their oral culture, language, and songs. National Heritage Award winner Flor Jagoda's songs are the echoes of old Spain.
We call this Sephardic music. It comes from the word Sepharad, which in Hebrew means Spain. The Sephardim came from Spain. They immigrated to Bosnia, Sarajevo, where I was born, around 1560, and settled all around Sarajevo in Herzegovina. My Nona, who is, I call grandmother, was a singer, also a folk singer, and sang these songs that we call Ladino, Judeo-Spanish.
Flor Jagoda says Americans knew very little about the Sephardic culture when she arrived in the U.S. in 1946, but since then they have learned more about it.
They knew it is Jewish music because it was advertised as Jewish music, but nobody heard Spanish, Jewish, it just didn't click. And after they heard all the holiday songs, then more or less it started making sense. I had calls from different synagogues, calls from different organizations, if I would come in and sort of get them to hear and know more about it. And grew little by little.
Devoted to preservation of her heritage, she has performed throughout the U.S. and abroad as a soloist and with her family or friends. Her repertoire includes Ladino, Italian, Serbo-Croatian folk songs, and her own compositions.
I personally carry my own goal to have this music to be heard, to teach, to perform, to sort of continue before it is really lost.
Flor Jagoda's performance at the Library of Congress was recorded for the archive of the American Folklife Center that preserves and presents American folklife through programs, exhibitions, and live performances. Jim Bertel, VOA News.